Nico Ditch from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Nico Ditch is a 6-mile/9.7-kilometer long linear earthwork between Ashton-under-Lyne and Stretford in Greater Manchester, England. It was dug as a defensive fortification, or possibly a boundary marker, between the 5th and 11th centuries. The ditch is still visible in short sections, such as a 330-yard/300-meter stretch in Denton Golf Course. For the parts which survived, the ditch is 4 to 5 yards/3.7 to 4.6 meters wide and up to 5 feet/1.7 meters deep. Part of the earthwork is protected as a scheduled ancient monument. Contents. The article contains four sections. They are Section 1, Etymology. Section 2, Course. Section 3, History. Section 4, Preservation. Section 5, See also. Section 6, References. There is an information box present containing germane information, which is as follows: an image of the Nico Ditch running west near Levenshulme, a map of the location of the Nico Ditch, coordinates of the Nico Ditch. Below this, the following information is provided: location, Greater Manchester, England. Designer, Anglo-Saxons. Type, dish and earthwork. Length, 6 miles/9.7 kilometers. Width, 4 to 5 yards/3.7 to 4.6 meters. Completion date, sometime between the 5th and 11th centuries. Dismantle date, large sections lost to urban expansion. This concludes the info box, leading to Section 1, Etymology. The earliest documented reference to the ditch is in a charter detailing the granting of land in Audenshaw to the monks of the Kersal cell. In the document, dating from 1190 to 1212, the ditch is referred to as Michael Ditch and a magnum facatum, which is Latin for, quote, large ditch, end quote. The name Nico, sometimes Nikur, for the ditch became established in the 19th and 20th century. It may have also been derived from the Anglo-Saxon Nikar, a water spirit who seized and drowned unwary travelers, but the modern name is most likely a corruption of the name Michael Ditch and its variations. This is because the Anglo-Saxon word Mikil means, quote, big or, quote, great, harking back to the early 13th century description of the ditch as magnum facatum. An alternative derivation of Nico comes from Nican, an Anglo-Saxon verb meaning, quote, kill. Section 2, Course. Nico Ditch stretches 6 miles/9.7 kilometers between Ashton Moss, grid reference SJ909980, and Ashton-under-Lyne and Hugh Moss, grid reference SJ8281-9491, which is just east of Stretford. It passes through Denton, Reddish, Gordon, Levenshulme, Burnage, Rushholme, Platfields Park and Fallowfield, Withington and Shorlton-cum-Hardy, crossing four metropolitan boroughs of present-day Greater Manchester. The ditch coincides with the boundaries between the boroughs of Stockport and Manchester, and between Tameside and Manchester. It reaches as far as the Denton Golf Course. A section is now beneath the Audenshaw Reservoirs, which may have been built towards the end of the 19th century. The ditch may have extended west beyond Stretford to Urmston. Grid reference SJ78299504. Section 3, History. The earthwork was constructed sometime between the end of the Roman rule in Britain in the early 5th century and the Norman conquest in 1066. Its original purpose is unclear, but it may have been used as a defensive fortification or as an administrative boundary. It possibly marked the 7th century boundary for the expansionist Anglo-Saxons, or it may have been a late 8th and 9th century boundary marker between the kingdoms of Mercia and Northumbria. In the early medieval period, the Anglo-Saxon kingdoms of Northumbria, Mercia, and Wessex struggled for control over northwest England, along with the Britons and the Danes. Whatever its earliest use, the ditch has been used as a boundary since at least the Middle Ages. Legend has it Nico Ditch was completed in a single night by the inhabitants of Manchester. As a protection against Viking invaders in 869 through 870, Manchester may have been sacked by the Danes in 870. It was said that each man had an allocated area to construct, and was required to dig his section of the ditch and build a bank equal to his own height. According to 19th century folklore, the ditch was the site of a battle between Saxons and Danes. The battle was supposed to have given the nearby towns of Gordon and Redish their names, from Gore Town and Red Ditch, but the idea has been dismissed by historians as a, quote, popular fancy. The names derived from, quote, dirty farmstead and, quote, reedy ditch, respectively. Antiquarians and historians have been interested in the ditch since the 19th century, but much of its course has been built over. Between 1990 and 1997, the University of Manchester Archaeological Unit excavated sections of the ditch in Denton, Reddish, Levensholm, and Platfields in an attempt to determine its age and purpose. Although no date was established for the construction, the investigations revealed that the bank to the north of the ditch is of 20th century origin. Together with the ditch's profile, which is U-shaped rather than the V-shape typically used in military ditches and defenses, this suggests that the purpose of the earthwork was to mark a territorial boundary. The conclusion of the project was that the ditch was probably a boundary marker. There are two images here, one of the 1895 map showing Nico Ditch between Reddish and Slade Hall in Longsight, and another showing the approximate course of Nico Ditch in Red. Nico Ditch may have extended further to the west than indicated in the second map, after a gap necessitated by mossland in its past. Section 4. Preservation. Despite heavy weathering, the ditch is still visible in short sections, which can be up to 4 to 5 yards / 3.7 to 4.6 meters wide, and up to 5 feet / 1.5 meters deep. A 330-yard / 300-meter stretch through Denton Golf Course and a section running through Platfields Park are considered the best preserved remains. In 1997, a 150-yard / 140-meter segment of the ditch in Platfields was protected as a scheduled ancient monument. The rest of the ditch remains unprotected. Section 5. See also. History of Manchester. Scheduled monuments in Greater Manchester. Section 6. References and bibliography. In the written form of this article, there is a list of references present alongside a bibliography. Take care to verify the information provided by Wikipedia using the references provided or cross-referencing the information yourself. We are now at the end of the article. In addition, there is a link to Wikimedia Commons, which has media related to Nico Ditch. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.